All right. Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's had a good day. Could be back in the Lord's house this evening. Anybody tired? It's getting dark early. So I was just like, hit me coming to church. It's like, wow, I even had a nap. But it is good to be back. Again, just quick announcements. Do remember all of our services, of course. So don't forget about the soup social coming up for Thanksgiving. And also, don't forget December 3rd, we'll be having a men's breakfast. So I hope you'll make preparation for that. Everything. Shower for Carrie coming up on the 20th. So remember that as well. So, all right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll get started. Father, we love you. Well, we sure thank you for all you do for us, Lord. And God, as it was said so many times in prayer room, Lord, we sure aren't worthy. But God, you're so good to us. And Lord, we sure thank you for all you do. And Lord, for just how good you are to us. And God, I just ask you tonight, God, to help us one more time, Lord, as we try to open up the Word of God. I pray, Lord, you just help us tonight to see you. And Lord, I know there's needs this evening, God, but Lord, I'm glad. God, you are our high priest, God, and you tell us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. And God, that's our desire, Lord. And God, I just ask you again to speak to hearts as only you can. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory for it all. For it's in the name of Christ we do pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's all stand up. Turn to number 204 in your hymnals. Number 204. He was talking about the darkness or the dark outside. I saw a meme the other day. It was funny. It said, it's time to set our clocks back from sunshine and happiness to gloominess and darkness. That's the way it feels sometimes in the afternoon when you get off work and it's like 5 o'clock and it's already dark when you walk into the garden. So anyway, all right, so here we go. To God be the glory. It's 204. We'll do all three verses. All three verses. And I'll try, so sing loud, all right? So here we go.
To God be the glory, great things He had done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement from sin. And
too high, I can't do it. I need to pick lower songs from now on. All right, so here we go. Verse 2.
Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, a promise of God. The vilest offender who truly
all right, sing it out. Here we go.
Here we go, on the last verse. Great things He had taught us, great things He had done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our one.
All right. Sing it out. Here we go. All right, I'm trying, I promise. I get one note, and it just goes crazy in there. All right, the second song, we're not going, you don't have a book, so this is just a chorus. You remember the windows of heaven are open, Blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white, and I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight. And if you're happy, please inform your face and smile. All right, so let's sing it out. We'll do through this. We'll do it a couple times. So here we go. Let's sing it out. The are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. And that's why I'm happy tonight. Let's go through it one more time. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There's joy, joy, joy in my heart since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garments. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. All right, while they continue to play, let's turn around and shake hands. We will spend a few minutes in fellowship.
All right. If you haven't made it back to your seat yet, you can head that way. You can be seated tonight as well. Appreciate the good songs and the good fellowship, as always. I make my wife drive on Sunday afternoons and Wednesdays. That gives me a break, but I was looking at some things on her phone, and one of the memes, or whatever you call those things, I thought was pretty good for us old people. It says, I might not say it exactly right, but it says, going to bed, that's it, it's Barbie and old. Going to bed early, not being able to go out, and not being able to use the phone. Was those three punishments when I was young, but now I'm old, is the three things I enjoy, or something like that. So basically how the things that were punishment now, you like those things. So that's like your kids, take a nap. I don't want to take a nap, but I do. Amen. Two things real quickly. My wife asked me to mention, and I hate even thinking about Christmas yet, but it's vastly quickly coming along. If you put your tree up already, please don't tell me. She's going to be working on getting a senior. We used to, for pre-COVID, we used to do a senior's winter banquet type thing. So if you'd like to help with that, see my wife and she'll. A non-senior. If you're a senior, this is for you. So if you're a non-senior, would like to help, see my wife. And then Brother Ben told me that. He wanted to thank the church for all the help for the basket or the stuff for the nursing home down here. So he was able to take two big old boxes down there as a blessing. So thank you, church, for that. And then got a letter from Mark Page, and he just wanted to express his thank you that the church family was taking care of Miss Aretha. So I just wanted to pass that along as well. So I just continue to pray for him and for them there. So, all right. I think what are y'all called? The hoodlums? Trouble. Capital T. No, but I will say this. We walked in and I heard y'all singing. I thought, praise the Lord. It's been a long time since y'all have sung, so we appreciate y'all coming and singing for us tonight.
By sin and shame, it's already gone. He passed and gave new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way.
With happiness and peace of mind, I'm glad I now can say it's under the blood.
Appreciate that. Those used to be what I call youngins, and now they're not youngins no more. They all grew up on us. And but you know, I was sitting there thinking, I'm glad you're in church.
Yeah.
A lot of people that used to be in church ain't in church no more. But I'm thankful that those young folks stuck in here, still staying with the stuff. So I praise the Lord for that. All right, take your Bibles this evening to the book of John. John chapter 9. Stick your finger there and then find your place over in the book of Job. Job chapter 19. John 9, Job 19. As you're turning, again, do remember all the prayer requests. Brother William and his wife, Deb, they have COVID. They're the ones that sit right there. He's the one that brought the really, really good whole hog, which I about cried when he said whole hog. I was like, surely you didn't grind a tenderloin up. He said, yeah. I was like, are you crazy? But he was good eating. But they've got COVID. And then Brother Gary Clay, he's got the flu. And then Heather's crew's sharing their stuff. So they're all sick. And Brother Poplin texted me and asked us to pray for him and Mrs. Teresa. So we pray for that. Miss Canup should be hopefully getting out of the hospital tomorrow, heading to, what's the name of it?
The Elm.
Over Kannapolis, is that right? In Kannapolis. So she'll be there for rehab and that kind of thing. So do continue to pray for her. Miss anybody? No, okay. Got a question for you before we go to the Word of God. How do you wear glasses when you have hearing aids? Did you notice I was fighting my glasses this morning? I got hearing aids this past week, which I can hear now. My wife doesn't have to holler at me anymore, so she says that's a good thing. I don't know. She probably won't stop hollering at me. I'll just be able to hear it better. But I hadn't worn my glasses since I got them, and I put my glasses on, and they fell right back off. I was like, how does this work? So I guess I'm going to get me some sticky pads or something, stick them on my head, so... We'll get through it, though. All right, John chapter 9. John chapter 9 this evening. You found your place. Let's stand together out of honor and reverence to the Word of God this evening. John chapter 9. John chapter 9 this evening. We're not going to read the entire account. Just to bring you up to where what this is, of course, here we find the Lord doing a great miracle. as that's what the Lord does. The Lord does miracles. Still today, He does miracles. And we know here, the Lord gave sight to this man, and instead of everybody being happy about it, they criticized and complained and all that, and they even brought his mom and daddy in, and then they brought in him himself. So look here with me in verse number 25 this evening. Here they are again. Let's back up verse 24. The Bible says, "Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." Verse 25, the man answered. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that where I was blind, now I see." The thought that I want to look at this evening is that thought that he said is, "One thing I know." Here this man again has just experienced a great change in his life. Here this man has just seen God do a great miracle. And they're bringing him in, bringing his mom and daddy in. They're trying to figure this thing out. They're trying to tear down. And in all that chaos and all that mess, he says, "This one thing I know." And I'm telling you today, that's where I want us to go tonight, is we've got a lot of craziness. There's a lot of stuff happening. There's so much you can't, there's fake news, and then there's fake news, and then there's fake news. You don't know what's real. You don't know what to listen to. You don't know what to believe. People are changing. People turn around and do different things. But I'm glad tonight that because of the Word of God, that I too can say, "This one thing I know." Amen. Now turn over to the book of Job. Job is one of the most interesting books in the Bible, I believe, because of some of the things. Again, it happens all the way through the Bible. But again, Job said some things that I still am amazed that Job could say these things. And we're going to look at one of those things that he says here tonight, because, again, Job, the book of Job is the oldest book in the Bible. Job here makes statements that only God, and that's how he got it, could give him what he gave. So look here in Job chapter 19. It helps me to get to the right chapter instead of 16. Let's go to 19. The Bible says this in chapter 19. Look about verse number 25. Here Job, in all the mess of troubles of his life here, he makes this statement. Verse 25, he says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." This one thing I know. Let's pray. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you once again for the good songs. And God, I thank you, Lord, for the Word of God that we've enjoyed. And God, just pray, Lord, for the next few moments, God, would you help us, God, to just fall back on truth tonight, Lord. And God, just give us boldness, give us surety, Lord, and we'll just give you the praise, the glory, and honor for it all. For it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. You can be seated this evening. Again, there in the book of John, we find this blind man. Again, he's being pushed and prodded and all this thing, and he finally comes up and says, "Look, I don't know who he was. I don't know how it happened, but this one thing I know. I was blind, but now I see." And now we come here to the book of Job, and we find Job here. And most of you probably know the story of Job. We know how Job was praying for his children, and even though he was praying for his children, bad things happened. And we know that Job lost everything there in just a split second. All of his children died. All this had died. Even his wife turned her back upon him and says, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" Job was having a rough time. And then Job had some good old friends. It's always good to have good old friends. They cried to come to Job and tell him it was his fault. But Job, again, God asked the devil himself, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Boy, what a testimony of Job. We don't know a lot about him. We don't know really hardly anything about him. But I do know this, that God said to the devil, "Have you considered him?" Well, that's the kind of life I don't care to have the devil on my back, but I'm glad tonight that you can live that type of life, that God would say, "Have you considered him?" And we know that, again, Job went through all that of losing family and all of his possession and losing, again, his wife to that place again. And And again, Job's health in itself got to that place of falling apart. You know, he sat there with boils all over him, scraping himself. And I mean, just a horrible, horrible thing there that happened to Job. But then Job comes to this place here in John chapter 19, and he makes that same statement that I believe that blind man said there. And he says again, says, "For I know." And tonight, as we go through our lives and we go through ups and we go through downs, and here lately it seems like there's more downs than they are ups, and it seems like there's always sicknesses and there's always problems and there's always this and there's always that. I'm glad tonight that you and I can, if we desire to, we can fall back on the foundational truth that there are some things tonight that we can say, for this one thing I know. Listen, you can't trust, I hate to even say, you can't trust preachers anymore. You can't trust churches. You can't trust religion. But one thing I know tonight, there is somebody, and his name is Jesus, that I know that I can trust. And Job mentions about three or four things here this evening, and I want to show you that no matter what the deepest dark days of your life might be, or the worst case scenario that you think you could ever come in, that you can fall back on these little truths right here, and I believe it'll bring a smile to your heart, even in the midst of a storm. The first thing we see here in Job chapter 19, found there in verse number 25, the Bible says, "Therefore I know that my Redeemer liveth." Job, before Christ was ever born, amen, before Christ ever even stepped on the scene, Job can make a statement that says, "For I know that my Redeemer." And I'm glad tonight I can say I know the Redeemer, amen. I don't know Him all like I want to know Him. I'm learning more and more every day. But I know no matter what it is, I know I have a Redeemer. I know somebody, not just somebody, but someone, not just someone, but the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. As they sung about that blood, as I tried to preach about that blood, Jesus Christ redeemed us from death, hell, and the grave through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's something tonight that you can always go back to, that you can know that you have a Redeemer, somebody that's purchased you, somebody that's got you up out of that pit, that horrible pit, and brought you up and set your feet upon a rock. We have a Redeemer. Job says, "I know there's a Redeemer." But not only is it a Redeemer, Job went on to say, "My Redeemer." Boy, I'm glad that we just don't have a God. I got a Savior. And I'm glad tonight that I know Him and He knows me. And it's personal tonight, amen? Aren't you glad that it's a personal relationship? Aren't you glad tonight you don't have to wait in line to get to Jesus? Aren't you glad tonight that all you got to do is cry out, "Abba, Father," and the Lord Jesus Christ will hear you? He says, "Call unto me and I'll answer you and show thee great and mighty things." That's a thing that I can know tonight. Listen, there's times in my life and there's times in your life you don't even know how to pray because you're so burdened with something in your life. But I'm glad that I have a Redeemer. And He's not just a Redeemer. He's my Redeemer. And I can call Him and I can talk to Him. And He'll commune with me and I can commune with Him. And God will be there for every one of His children this evening. So one thing I know as Job says, there's a Redeemer. And that's good news for the world tonight. Jesus Christ died for the world. I don't care how ugly this thing's getting, and it's going to get uglier. I don't care how bad this thing's going to get, and it's going to get worse. But Jesus Christ still saves. Amen? Let's don't forget about that. No matter how bad things might get and how, you know, again, and dark as it might come, listen, Jesus Christ is still on the throne, and Jesus' blood is still running today, and it still saves. It's still got power. And tonight, that's one thing I can know. He says, "I know there's a Redeemer. I know He's mine." Notice also here in verse 25, he says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." Aren't you glad tonight you don't serve a dead God? Aren't you glad tonight to know that our Lord liveth? The Bible says He ever liveth for you. Because He lives, I live. And I'm glad tonight I can go back to this truth. I have a Redeemer and He's mine. And I know tonight He's alive and well and on the throne this evening. Job had some good answers, amen. He had some solitude. He had some strength. He had that surety that he had a Redeemer. and that his Redeemer was alive and he was personal. So one thing I know, he says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. And then notice also he says that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. Not only tonight, this one thing I know I have a Redeemer. And I know he's alive tonight. But Brother Roush, I know he's coming again.
Amen.
Listen, people say, well, you've heard that all your life. That doesn't change the fact that the Lord says, I go to prayer place. If I go to prayer place, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. I know. One thing I know. Listen, I don't know the day. I don't know the time. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime. But I do know, no matter what happens, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back for his children. And after that, he's coming back to put his feet upon this earth. And he's going to rule and reign upon this place. And I thank God tonight, that's something that I can find as a peace in my heart, that I know, that I know, that I know, that no matter what happens, if I die, heaven will be my home. Ain't that good to know that there's something you can know? Listen, don't let nobody rob you. Job, way before Calvary, understood there was something big happening. And that big something was Jesus. He says, I got a Redeemer, and he's alive, and he's going to come again. Then last of all, this evening, let's look at it one more time. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hope you know that. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and he will. You know, it don't matter if you believe it or not. I heard a guy say this, as I believe it, that's it. I was like, it don't matter if you believe it or not, it's still it. But I know I have a Redeemer, and he's alive, and he's coming back again. Then notice here, verse 26, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. That's something I know. Listen, I know I've seen it. You've seen it. We've all experienced it. Cancer will rob a person. Cancer will draw them down to hardly nothing. That body will be so weak and so frail, and people die and they put them in the ground and they become worm food. But I'm telling you tonight, I know that I know the Bible tells me to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. I know that I will see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face one of these days. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter what the death thing says. I know that when I... Hey, listen. I don't remember what old preacher said it, but I'll quote him again. He says, I think it was old big guy. Nope. Billy Kelly. I think it was Billy Kelly said this. Might be not Billy Kelly, but we'll figure it out later. He says, if you hear they say I died, don't believe them. Because I'll be in heaven alive.
Yes, sir.
So if you hear I died, don't believe them. Because I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
See, tonight, listen, that blind man there in John, man, they were bugging him to death. They should have been excited. He was able to see. But instead of that, they wanted to pin Jesus down. They wanted to make a scene of it. He says, this one thing I know. I was blind. Now I see. Hey, I can say tonight, this one thing I know. I was lost and on my way to hell. But now I'm saved and on my way to heaven. That's one thing I know. Listen, I know. What do you think about them dinosaurs? I think they're dead. But they're coming back. We have them in our house all the time, them stupid little stink bugs. We call them dinosaurs. What do you think about this? I don't know, but one thing I know, you better get saved.
Amen.
Jesus is coming. And again, Job said, this thing I know. Tonight, you ought to settle some things in your heart. People get so tore up and so bent out of shape. And what are we going to do? I'm going to stick back and say, this one thing I know. Jesus is in control. Ain't nothing happening that he doesn't know about.
Yes,
ain't nothing happening he can't take care of.
But we as His children.
I love little ones. Leona back there and Si. They just trust me. They don't, because I've never failed them. You put them up there, I've always enjoyed that, even when our children were small. This shows their trust in you. Set them up there on that what's that thing called in the kitchen? The counter, yeah, that thing. Hearing aids don't help your brain. I figured that out. Set them up on that counter and step back a step or two and say, jump. What do? They just jump. Why? Because they know you're going to catch them. I believe it would be good for us, God's children, to have that same trust in our God.
Amen.
This one thing I know. Job says, I know I have a Redeemer. I know my Redeemer is alive. I know my Redeemer is coming back to get me. And I know even if I die, I will see God in my flesh. That's everything I need to know. I don't need to know anything else. I hope tonight you can say, one thing I know. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to know it.
Amen.
Do you think that blind man there that Jesus gave sight, do you think they could have talked him out of that?
No.
Because he knew where he came from. He knew he was blind and could not see. He knew what that man Jesus did for him. He knew that his eyes were made whole and he could see like he'd never saw before. What's Jesus done for you? It ought to be the same thing as that blind man. The world don't understand it. The world don't want to even hear about it. But I know what he did for me.
Amen.
If you're saved, he did it for you. So, amen. Let's stand together this evening. One thing I know is Miss Rhonda, Miss Gail, come to the instruments tonight. We won't have any singing. But aren't you glad tonight? In all the muck and the mire and the chaos and the ups and the downs, there ought to be a peace in your heart. It says, I just know. I don't know when Jesus is coming, but I know He's coming. I really don't understand how He saved me, but I just know He did. I know He's coming again. I know I'm going to be with Him forever. I know if I died tonight, before my body even hit the ground, I'd be face to face with the Lord. I know it. And boy, that just helps me. I hope it'll help you. As musicians just begin to play tonight, if you need to slip around the altar tonight, for whatever reason you come, if you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord, will be a good time to get saved. Listen, I also know this. If you die without Christ, you'll die and go to a place called hell. You'll burn in a lake of fire forever and ever and ever. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Just the fact that He redeemed me, it's pretty amazing. And He shall stand. Boy, He's coming back, not as a lamb, but as a lion. He'll stand, He'll plant His feet there on that mountain, and He will rule. You know, I've been hearing, I think it was SpaceX, maybe, shot off a rocket. They call it the, it wasn't torpedo, what was it? They proved they could hit an asteroid. And that comes right out of Hollywood, if you remember that movie, Armageddon. And they're talking more and more about, I heard the other day, there's a big asteroid heading towards us. Now, I'm not trying to say this to get you worried or anything, but you know, the Bible does say there's one called Wormwood. It's going to hit this earth and destroy a third of it. And I promise you, I don't care how smart Elon Musk is and how much money he thinks he's got and how much power he thinks he can do, he ain't going to stop it. Why? I know God. And I know what God said. So, amen. Just means, hey, might be getting time. Might be getting time. So, I sure hope you have a safe evening. Be careful. It is dark outside now, but be careful going home. Hope you get some rest. Hope you wake up early in the morning, spend some time with the Lord, and have a great day tomorrow. Just rejoicing in good, how good God is to you. Yes, ma'am. Remember Tony, yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet, as they say. But I don't, there used to be a break between sicknesses, you know? Now it seems like it's every day. This never stops. But the marks of sin, not the person's sins, but this, that's what sin's done to this old body. These bodies ain't getting better, I can promise you. But thank God I know I get a new one. There's another thing. Wake up in the morning, it takes me about 30 minutes to get my back where it'll somewhat move. And I, every once in a while I just think, you know, one of these days I ain't going to have that. So I'm looking forward. So, amen. Do remember all these prayer requests. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Be safe. Yes, ma'am. Scripture writing things are back there in the back. If you hadn't got yours, please do that. Anything else? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for the truth of the Word of God. Lord, I'm glad tonight that I can say I know, not because somebody told me, not because somebody convinced me, but God, you just showed me. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I pray, God, you'd help us tonight as we leave. I pray, God, that you would encourage every heart. God, as we go out into this world, God, and we have to live amongst this stuff, God, help us to keep our eyes and our heart and our mind on the truth that this one thing I know. God, nobody can take that away from us, Lord. And Lord, I just pray, God, tonight you'll give safety to all as they travel home. I pray, God, that you'll give them rest. And Lord, just help them have a great day, a great week. And Lord, we look forward to seeing them again on Wednesday. For it's in the precious name of Christ we pray. Amen. Have a good evening.